Why buy when you can rent? That's the question posed by The New Yorker's Patricia Marks. She writes about how we've become a country of borrowers, renting movies, jewelry, friends. Friends? Well, yes, the Japanese have done it for a while, companies that supply loving grandchildren for lonely grandparents or guests for a wedding. But Scott Rosenbaum heard about the Japanese model and founded Rent-A-Friend in 2009. For about $25 a month, you can subscribe and search his database. Scott, why do people do this?
People rent friends for all different reasons. I would say the most popular, just someone to go out to dinner with or go to a movies or just someone to go out and socialize with. We have a lot of people that either travel for work or going on vacation, and they hire a local friend to show them around the new town.
Well, now, let's be very clear. You know, are we speaking in code here?
No.
Is this platonic?
This is 110% platonic. Now, I have no problems with websites that offer more than friendship, but Rent-A-Friend is definitely not one of those websites.
What are some of the other reasons that people who aren't travelers might hire someone?
We have people that hire friends to learn like a new hobby or a new skill. We had a dance instructor that actually went to an inner city and hired to learn step dancing, something that she would never have been able to learn on her own.
Now, are these, you know, people who don't have friends of their own?
About 90% of the people have plenty of friends. A lot of them are married. A lot of them have great social lives. But there's a reason that they're lacking something in their life. For instance, we have a lot of professionals, doctors and lawyers who have very busy schedules, and they don't have time for socializing. So when it is time for them to socialize, they want to do something that they want to do. And having Rent-A-Friend is a perfect way for them to find someone that's good for the time that they're available for.
Well, and there's also been a very clever use of it. Do I understand that there were two young people who rented a friend to play the role of their parents because they'd been caught drinking on campus?
Yes, they did. It was two students. They were 20 years old, and obviously United States, the drinking age is 21. Both of the students paid their own way through college, but the school wanted to have a sit-down with their parents as part of the disciplinary act, and they explained their situation, and I said, I have no problem as long as your friends on the website understand what you're doing, and if they're comfortable with it, I have no problems with it.
You had no problems with that.
Correct.
All right. Well, parents beware. But now, Scott, tell us how it works, because I said you had a database. You can look people up by zip code. I looked for a friend in Cambridge, Massachusetts, for instance. There's Kevin, average height, 28, blue eyes, blonde hair, and a photo. Why do you need that much information if it's just somebody who's going to be, you know, maybe going hot air ballooning with you, which is one of the reasons people used it?
We want people to be able to find someone that fits the role of the friend that they're looking for. We have a lot of people that use the website where they have a business meeting or a party and they need to bring someone along, and they don't want to bring their friends because their friends maybe can't handle their alcohol. So we want to be able to provide people with statistics about the friend so they can choose the right person.
Well, I'm looking at another reason that somebody used the site. A woman once hired a college girl to visit her mom in a nursing home 3 days a week after she moved away. I'm thinking she might have wanted to find someone who looked like her.
I never even thought about that. Yeah. What happened was a woman and her husband had to move because the husband got a new job. The mother was in a nursing home in their town, and they had to move around 2 hours away, and they weren't able to visit the mother every day in the nursing home. So they visit her on the weekends, but during the week, they would hire a girl just to go in, talk with her, socialize, play some card games, just to keep her mind active and fresh company.
Ori Brofman is co-author of Click, the Magic of Instant Connections, and he said it's your concept is tragic. You know, it's the worst kind of social isolation. It's worse than friending someone online. It's friending someone in person.
I have to disagree with him. The benefits of Rent-A-Friend, I think, extremely outweigh the negative aspects. First off, most people, their social networking with friends is online. I'm extremely busy during my day, so I keep in touch with my friends online. I think Rent-A-Friend is a step in the right direction of taking people away from their computers and putting them face-to-face and people actually interacting with humans like we used to do.
Yeah. Scott Rosenbaum, founder of Rent-A-Friend, the website that offers platonic companionship for a fee. Scott, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on.